While foreclosure problems persist, business is booming at the upper end of the housing market. In fact, luxury properties costing at least $10 million are being snapped up by the super rich. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn says, California is a hotspot for that, too.
There's a new house on the market in the stately Bel Air section of L.A. It has 36 bedrooms, 34 bathrooms, and sits on 3.2 prime acres in the neighborhood shared by Nancy Reagan, Elizabeth Taylor, and many more of the rich and famous. But there's no for sale sign out front. In fact, you have to get a credit check before realtor Joyce Ray will give you a tour.
And the main salon has wonderful high ceilings and beautiful molding details, two fireplaces that have never been used.
On the grounds, there's also a stadium tennis court and a 10-car garage with 9 bedrooms above. Those are for the staff.
The original list price was $53 million, and it has been reduced to $40 million.
Okay, so I could get in on 40. I couldn't do 53.
Ray, a petite platinum blonde dressed in a pale gray suit that matches her Mercedes, isn't worried about the sales price. This year, 23 estates priced at $10 million or above have sold in the area. That's double last year's totals. Ray has been breaking records since the 70s when she sold a home here for $4.2 million.
So that was hot news all over the country. They couldn't believe that anybody was going to pay that much money for a house in 1978. So you can see how far we've come.
Luxury homes are selling so well these days, there's even a room for a niche market. The fully furnished, fully stocked estates, complete with a plasma screen TV in every room.
It's immediate gratification. That's exactly what it is. It's for people who appreciate quality and want it now.
San Diego realtor Patricia Kramer sells the move-in specials, some as large as 20,000 square feet in the county's Rancho Santa Fe suburb.
You walk in and you can bring your toothbrush and you are home.
You have to pre-qualify to take a tour of the estates, but the virtual tour is open to anyone with a computer.
5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a home office, wine cellar, home theater, and guest casita.
It's another gilded age in America. The wealthy are rapidly becoming wealthier.
Rick Goodwin, publisher of Unique Homes magazine, says there are now 6 U.S. residents on the market priced at more than $100 million. Most will be bought by rich people you've never heard of.
At the very high end, it's going to be people with international connections.
In fact, the low dollar has made U.S. trophy homes a good deal for foreigners. But Americans aren't far behind, says John Caraval with the real estate information service DataQuick.
The growth in the economy has benefited the very high-end households more than it's benefited middle-income and lower-income households. In fact, lower-income households are probably doing worse than they were 5, 10, 20 years ago.
According to census data, middle-income families saw their wealth increase a little more than 7% in the last 15 years. Contrast that with the richest 5% of the population who've seen their wealth soar 40%.
And now I'm going to take you upstairs in the private elevator to the main master suite.
That's good news for realtor Joyce Ray, who specializes in estates in L.A.'s Bel Air, Beverly Hills, and Holmby Hills neighborhoods, known for years as the Golden Triangle.
And now it's the Platinum Triangle.
Do you think it needs to get a step up, something higher than platinum now? Titanium triangle?
I'm not too sure where you go from platinum.
We'll see. In Beverly Hills this month, the priciest residential listing in the U.S. just went on the market. The 29-bedroom estate once owned by William Randolph Hearst is now on the block. Asking price, $165 million. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.